I just wanted to bring that problem out.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Ms. Bush. Well, once again, I do appreciate all the presentations that have been made this evening. Each has been very, very helpful. And if there is indeed no one else who wishes to speak tonight, Philip?
Earlier, as I stated, I said my name was Philip Penetech, but I didn't make any distinguishment as to who I am. I am an Inupiaq, and full-blooded Inupiaq. What I'm to say right now is mainly of what I just saw the past few minutes. These hearings that are being held right now concern Native peoples and their lives and how they are faring within this world right now, and how Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 affects their lives. My views is that the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is illegal and violates our human rights under international law, and that the Native corporations created as a result of ANCSA serve as instruments of neocolonialism. Now, neocolonialism is basically where you have the colonized or in a sense brainwashed natives that administer the colonial activities of the colonizers, but such activities benefit only the colonizers. And colonialism is control of one people by another people for the benefit of their own. And it is, in fact, it is these us Native people here in Alaska and indigenous people throughout the Western Hemisphere and the whole world are victims of mankind's worst atrocities and which is colonialism. When you have a case where colonialism arises, it is ill benefit to Native people, and it's really genocide. And genocide is international law that has been passed by nations throughout the world. Well, there's a side. Okay, ANCSA is a neo-colonial instrument, the colonizers. And it is the colonizers that use several different methods to receive their own ends, and that is profit. And to them, the end justifies the mean. The end is profit, and they do anything for profit. One of the ways of doing it is by information censorship. Okay, there was and still is deliberate restraint of information of international law as it pertains to indigenous people's rights on part of the colonizers. The reason being is that such information in the hands of an indigenous people would and will interfere with the colonial activities of profit venture through economic development of natural resources. The colonizers here were the colonizers once that work over our people point out the native rights under federal and state law. It is to my knowledge that these laws, although are in the facade of benefiting natives, are in fact instruments of colonialism. And it is colonialism that goes against us native people. And we are victims of colonialism. That's a fact that has not been publicly stated. And I don't know if anyone else has stated this before public, before me, but I have. And I, you know, like to thank the Great Spirit for encouraging me to state this. And I have right here, I have a couple file folders of international law that which have not been pointed out to me in school, or I don't think will be pointed out in college in curriculum for Native people. It's these laws I researched on my own, and these laws can benefit the Native people. I know I may have get carried away. All this sort of relates to ANCSA and our way of life and how we have been affected by ANCSA. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Philip. Well, let me thank you all, and we'll stand adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for our final session then. Thank you again, and good evening.
Mapping people up on the slope. It's real exciting work, right?